Adam, can you hear me?
No.
That's sad.
That's fun.
And here we are, another Wasted Podcast, show number 143? I forgot to look it up.
Sounds about right.
Could be, right? Look it up on our WordPress page while we chit-chat. My name is Dave, your host. Yeah, it's 143. Your host of this, another waste of a podcast. There are many podcasts out there. This is another one, and it's a waste. Right?
It is.
It is. It's a waste of your time, but thank you for wasting your time with us. For all you downloaders out there on iTunes, for all you downloaders out there who go to the WordPress page and just listen off of the page, it's now streaming on the page, so all you gotta do is go to our WordPress page and hit play, and you can listen there. All of our all of our Mixlr listeners, just please, if you're listening live or listening to Mixlr, don't forget to go to iTunes or our page and just click on it once so we know that you were there because we want to count you. With all that said, across the pond over in Riot Central, we still have Adam live on the scene. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. Are those helicopters out here?
Can't you hear them?
I hear the helicopters.
That's right. All right.
We will be looking forward to another live report. And on the celebrity couch, we have the crafty Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent. Many people listened last week and heard some crazy, crazy stories. This week you won't.
Sorry.
Wow.
I don't know. Well, you know what? You're right, Sarah. Adam.
Sarah might have given a blowjob to somebody in a band.
Sarah, have you given a blowjob? Well, back when you were... Back before me. Please, Sarah, do tell.
Nope, I have not.
Wasn't a former boyfriend of yours in a band?
I guess so.
So, I don't know if I ever did?
I don't know if I was young then. I don't know if I ever gave him a blowjob.
Did you? I like that you whispered. Just in case.
My
right?
dad he may be listening.
Just in case your dad was
your
listening.
Your dad is not listening to this un-American show.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
So, well, no, you've dated several musicians before me.
Okay, then yes, I have given maybe multiple blowjobs. So beat that, Sarah, from last week.
Holy shit.
To a few different dudes in bands.
How many different dudes in bands have you dated?
Okay, maybe two.
Okay, I was like, well, when I hear I guess that is multiple, but when I hear multiple, I'm thinking like seven.
No, not seven.
Just seven times. Just two guys, seven times.
I didn't
times.
Know.
Two guys,
Maybe,
seven
was
times.
Was it two guys? I guess it was two guys. I don't even remember. That's how amazing it was.
I don't know your number, so I don't know if that's low. Dave, what's her number?
It's low.
My number
low
for
double
what?
Digits. How many guys
low
you slept
double
with?
Digits?
Okay. No, I'm kidding. I'm not giving.
It's not even double digits.
I was trying to ramp up your street cred, Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah, because that's what she needs, the street cred. Dave, it would be you that needs the street cred. Oh,
mine are in high single, mid single.
Is it bad that it's like been like I'm almost 40 and I don't? Maybe I don't know. I don't even remember how many different people.
You don't know your number?
I don't. I think I do, but I don't know if I remember for sure or not.
I'm in the doubles.
Ooh.
Ooh, what a whore.
I know. But let's I guarantee you Manker's higher than me. So.
Oh
my
fuck.
God. In 1 week.
Right?
Come on. He's not that much of a whore. I'd say a year.
Oh, I bet you he's much higher than me, though.
My phone is dead, so I can't even text him if I wanted to.
Should I text him?
Sure, he'll answer you.
Yeah, text him and ask him. He'll tell you.
He'll answer you. He won't answer me. I mean, he would answer. No, he may not answer me.
Should I say another waste of a podcast is asking what your number is?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, I can't count that high.
Exactly.
Could we guess Sarah's number or?
I'm going to guess six.
Six. All right, she's counting. You don't have to name names. There's one. There's two. There's three. Four. Five.
Wait, are we counting? Are we counting just intercourse? Or other things?
That's a good question. Are we counting just intercourse or other things?
I think I've only done.
Are
other
they one
things.
In the same?
Yes,
for you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So is there an? I've also. What mine is. We're talking girls, right? Okay.
Yeah, girls.
Okay. Okay. One.
I mean, if you want to throw guys in there,
two.
But I mean, that's going to triple your number.
Start, numbers weird. Change. Numbers skew all of a sudden. So it's one.
Right.
Two. Three. Four. Ugh. Four. My number's four.
Wait, what was that? What was the disgusted sound? Is that when you thought of the person you slept with before Sarah?
No, actually, I went backwards.
Oh, okay.
I went backwards. No, I was just the low number, I guess.
Dave, that is nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, I'm not ashamed.
Oh, okay. Well, then why did you sigh?
Oh, because it could. I didn't have more. It's not a sign of ashamement. It's I was young and I wasted my youth by being dorky with long hair.
That's true.
But you know what? It's not quantity. It's quality.
That's right.
And there wasn't a lot of quality there either, but...
Wow,
no,
yikes.
That's not true. They're all very lovely human beings. None who listen yikes. To this show except for Sarah.
What? Well, that's good.
As far as I know, Sarah... Well, no, Sarah doesn't listen to the show either.
I'm listening right now. Does that count?
Doesn't that
at
count
all?
For something, Dave?
Finally, that counts for something. Sarah, did you want to give a number or no?
I believe it's five. Hang on.
What did I guess? Six?
You just guessed six. Hold on, she's thinking.
I was pretty close.
Yeah, five.
Five.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
The studio audience.
Did you want to? Did you need six. A 50-50? Studio audience is six.
Can I call someone?
Can she call an ex to find out if she actually
did we?
Did I do that to you? Can we do?
And they're like, no.
Can we call one of your exes and find out?
No.
All right, that'd be awkward.
That would be awkward.
That would be awkward.
We'll send him an email. It'll be fine.
Let's not do that.
Has Manker replied yet?
No.
Okay, didn't think so.
Sorry.
Manker!
I don't have the music, the ending music for The Weakest Link, that whatever the do-do-do-do.
No, that was The Weakest Link? Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, he responded.
That's The Weakest Link?
Hold on. Did he respond with a number? Or okay, let's guess the number for Maker. Lifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime Achievement. I'm going to guess right now 22.
22? I'm going to guess. I'm lowballing it. I'm going to guess 17.
Okay.
Sarah?
He put 20 plus.
20 plus?
Yeah!
Did you ask him, is that 20? Is that minus? Is that below 30?
Oh, wait, but did you clarify that's...
Anything.
Including,
oh
wait, does that include just blowjobs?
I feel that Adam loves to say the word blowjob.
It's hilarious. It's a hilarious word.
Mikey says 2012 was a great year.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Oh, good. And we probably know some of the ladies he's intercoursed.
I only know of one. And that was the one we all heard. Well, we didn't hear it.
Really?
You heard it. I didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but you knew people at the club.
I don't know. I don't. I don't know any of that. I don't know any of that to be true. I don't know. Don't make me think about that. Who did he sleep with at the club?
The blonde-haired girl.
Oh, that's Ray Potts.
Oh, yeah. The one that was married?
Yes.
What? I thought she... Oh.
No, she was married. And they did.
Was she?
I thought so.
Yeah. Oh, maybe she wasn't.
I didn't
married.
Think she was. I thought they were getting married.
Yeah, I think maybe they were getting married.
And they did it in the pantry or something, or in the laundry room.
They did it, I think, on the laundry and they were on the dryer.
That's where he was banging pots. And I know he. I know that girl Angie.
He probably hates that we're talking about this, right?
I don't know. He's not replying. He hasn't responded. Sarah, tell him.
No.
He's talked about this on the show in the past, though.
That's right.
So I'll put that on the next best of.
Never mind. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got the explicitness out of the way in the beginning. Five, Sarah,
right.
Four.
There we go.
Four, five, Sarah, four. Me, Adam is in the high teens now.
No. 11.
11. That's almost a teen.
Right?
You just got to stop dating teens, Adam.
Dave.
And Mikey is 20 plus.
You can't say that.
I can't say that?
No, not. You just made everyone think that I've had sexual intercourse with teenage people.
No, you just said that. I just told you to stop dating them.
David.
What's Maker saying now?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't said anything.
He hasn't said anything?
I just said to him, because he said 2012 was a great year, and I said, were they all in that year? Gross.
Nice.
Nice. Yep, he slept with 22 people and
in 2012.
Well, Adam, how are you doing, my friend?
Good, I'm still alive.
You're still alive. Can you please give us an update? Since the last week spoke, your family was coming to live with you because we were afraid their home was going to burn down in the Ferguson riots.
Yes, they went home that night.
Oh!
Did they really?
Yep. It wasn't as, like, nothing had spread over to them, so.
They were like, we'll take our chances at home instead of staying
here. Yeah, they came
thing.
Over here and they were like, forget it.
We would rather be looted than stay in this place.
Yeah. And they didn't, I mean, like, they were fine. So they're far enough away from it. You know, they're like maybe a mile or two away.
Oh, that's...
But in, like, the back residential area.
So
that doesn't sound far enough away from it.
So, I mean...
Well, it might be a little further. It might be three or four, but...
So we're...
Like, they're in Delwood, and Delwood is neighboring on Ferguson.
Oh.
Well, we're all the way over here. All over
that's
here.
That's right.
In Florida. Florida.
Florida.
We don't... We only know what's happening over there from what you tell us or what the news tells us. The news tells us that it's anarchy in the streets, that
it's a war zone.
It's a war zone. It's a scene out of Lord of the Rings where people are running and charging. Orcs are charging at elves.
There are orcs.
Yep. Oh, Jesus.
And hobbits.
I want to go there.
And rings aplenty.
There are plenty of rings.
So please, Adam, on the scene... within 10 miles of what's going on, you know what's actually happening. Tell us what's happening.
That was it was a completely accurate depiction of what's happening.
Jesus. Just imagine a lot of mud and swords.
Yep, that's all that it is. Hmm. And those tree things.
And the Ents.
Ents, yep.
Now, someone on Facebook who lives in Missouri posted recently that it's not what we're seeing on the news. It's actually some peaceful protesters with some rioters, and it's not as bad as it's making it out to be.
I don't think it is that bad.
Oh, okay.
As bad as the TV is depicting. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. There are people getting shot. There are people getting beat up.
Oh.
And stores are being looted like crazy.
Oh.
Like they looted the Target.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, could you imagine? That'd be like the best day ever.
Target brand. All the pony prices we can get our hands on.
All the Market Pantry food.
But not the
yeah,
penis.
I don't
the
think
penis.
They looted it like stole everything in it. I feel like that some of them are getting there, but... You know, everybody around St. Louis is it's more irritating to read everyone else's stories.
Hmm.
You know, everyone is like, oh, the cops are so stupid. And it's like there was a whole big thing where people were super pissed that the cops went down there in riot gear.
Yeah.
Like the second night. And they were saying that because the cops went down there in riot gear, it caused people to act the way they did.
Well, it wasn't from the pictures I saw. It wasn't riot gear. It was like full militarized clothing.
No, that was after all of the looting and rioting had happened.
Mm.
This was day two, right?
I
so,
see.
Like Saturday, he was shot. Sunday, they had this big protest, and they burnt down the Quick Trip.
God,
right? So Sunday night, the cops came and they had like their shields and their helmets on. And people were like, oh, if the cops hadn't done that, then it would have been fine. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that if I'm a police officer and I'm going to this scene, that I'm going to bring everything with me that I think I might need. Even if something bad isn't going to happen, I'm not going to be that guy that was like, damn it, why didn't I bring my shield today?
If only I brought my helmet.
Right?
Ugh.
Like, they've only got one chance to protect themselves.
Yeah.
I forgot my damn bullets again.
So I feel like to me, that was such a stupid argument. I'm like, it made me really angry that people were blaming the looting and the violence on the police. I was like, no. Just because someone dresses like something doesn't make my choice to loot right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can't say that my choices are all because of someone else's choices. Like, I consciously have to decide to loot a place. I'm not going to say, well, had they not just worn their riot gear, had they not worn riot gear, I wouldn't have done that. So it's all their fault.
So that's what set you off. That's what made you start looting. I keep meaning to message my friend Mr. Scott, because I'm sure he lives in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I have not messaged him, so I don't exactly know what he's gotten. Because I know he'd be down there picking up, you know, Best Buy TVs or whatever.
Oh. No, there's no Best Buy over there.
Well, if they decided to head that direction.
It's interesting because, like, the people that are out there peaceful protesting, I'm all about that. Please, peacefully protest.
They have a definite chant, too.
But then what happens is there's people not from the area and people that don't care about the situation at all going down there and taking advantage of it, you know, and looting stores. And that's the stuff that the police have to handle. But you can't just find those people in the crowd. You have to control the whole crowd. And when you tell them all to leave, if they don't, well, then you push them back. If they keep not leaving, then you throw smoke bombs. You use rubber bullets, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well,
it's been going on for a week now.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous at this point.
Right.
I mean, don't these people have jobs? Oh.
David.
Sorry.
So racist.
But they only do it at night, I think.
Oh, that's true. Like,
it's like during the daytime, everybody's like, gotta go to work. And at night, they're like, gotta come back out.
How are they going to work? They gotta be exhausted.
They go home, and they after work they go home and go to dinner. And they're like, ugh, gotta go back to work, and then they head back out to protest.
It's gotta be exhausting,
right? That's a long day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired when I have to work an extra hour.
But I mean, when you can get free hair extensions,
they can't be in good shape. It's all I gotta say.
They are. They are breaking into all the hair places.
Yeah, but when they break in, you know, they're not. Are they taking gentle care of these hair extensions? Or are they?
Well, they're all in bags and stuff.
You know,
they can sell them. There was my favorite is the picture of the guy that was stealing one rim.
It's all I need, brother. It's all I need.
So funny.
It's all I need.
Hilarious.
Well,
can't
wait to see you in your new hair extensions.
Man, wait till you see him.
Wear him on the cruise.
Put him in for the wedding.
Wear him for the cruise.
You can have Rastafarian dreads with your long extension.
That's like 7 weeks
I'll
away.
I'll do that or the Diana Ross hair.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be
it's
good.
Like 7 weeks away, something like that?
Jesus.
I think it's like 48 days.
48 days?
That's all like, right, here's the thing. I couldn't get my passport in time, so I'm going to chance it with my license and my birth certificate.
What?
Yep.
My God. What does the internet say?
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google this right now, you fool.
We're not going out of the country.
Alright, what about the Caribbean? Are we going to the Caribbean? I have no idea where we're going.
Going to the Bahamas.
We're going to Nassau.
Nassau? Can I get on a cruise without a passport? It's just a laughing face.
Well, that's good.
When's your pass? Did you get it or did you order it?
My passport expired.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it. Now it's like, well, I don't have enough time to get it. Because it's like 8 weeks.
Are you? You can always.
In a matter. Yeah, but to get it expedited, it's like another $100, and I've already got to pay $120 to get a new one. So I'm like, fuck that. I really don't want to spend $200, an extra $200.
We got ours pretty quickly.
It says here, this is a Carnival cruise, Adam. It says you need a passport.
Oh, no, Adam.
Well, this is a Carnival cruise. It says you need a passport. And if you need...
It says you need a passport for what?
It says Carnival cruise requires guests to provide proper travel documentation in order to travel. The passport requirement does not apply to... Okay. Does not apply to U.S. citizens traveling to or returning directly from a U.S. territory.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go. Fuck passports.
Yay.
I mean, you're going to renounce your citizenship anyways while you're there, right?
Of course.
That seems like a really smart thing to do.
Doesn't it?
Get there and be like, I'm going to be a citizen of whatever. Where are we stopping in? The Bahamas?
Yes.
We're stopping in Nassau. Bahamas is owned by the United States, Dave.
I'm going to become a Nassonian. That's what they are, right?
And everybody's going to be like, why?
Who wants to buy a cheap bag? Start selling.
See,
stuff.
So I'm taking a chance, but I can do it.
I think you can probably do it.
Yeah.
What kind of cruise are we going on again? All right, I got this.
Enchantment under the sea.
Boat cruise.
Isn't it Enchantment of the Sea?
Of the Sea, but what is the name of the company?
Enchantment of the Sea, because we're going to do our Back to the Future thing.
Sarah says we're not doing that, Adam.
I did?
Yeah, Sarah's like, I'm not going to do that. Or maybe, someone said we're not going to do that.
Oh, maybe Aaron. That seems like something Aaron would say.
That's total Aaron. Classic Aaron.
Wah, wah.
Buzz Killian.
Mikey says, I bet Adam is pulling in the tail. Should I have him guess your number? He guessed my number.
What does that mean?
Six.
Who, Adam did or Mikey did?
Mikey did.
You're having your own show over there now?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm not, Mike.
Why not? What's wrong, Adam? Why are you not?
I don't know. I don't have it anymore, Dave.
I don't think you're using it the right way. Well, on this cruise. On this cruise, Adam.
11 in how long, Adam? I mean, how long has this been now?
You're breaking up.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Hello?
11, how?
I can't hear a word you're saying. I just heard myself say I can't hear a word you're saying.
We're not saying anything.
Oh, there's such a delay. What is happening, Dave?
We're not saying anything.
You're not?
Hold on.
There was like a 15 to 20 second pause there where nothing was happening. You're telling me nothing was said?
It was hilarious. We should have just gone with that. Sarah,
happening?
Okay, so Sarah asked you a question, and then all of a sudden you couldn't hear, and it was hilarious. So what was your...
Oh, darn it.
Sarah asked your question.
Is he serious? I thought he was not wanting me to ask the question.
Well, ask again, and we'll find out what happens.
No, I had no idea what he said. I could not hear what you said.
In what time frame has this 11 people been?
And then all of a sudden you're like, what? I can't hear you.
Well, the 11 would be since the very first time I have ever had sex.
Well. Oh, Mike, do you want to know what Mikey's guess was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe he's listening.
No, I don't see him on anywhere.
He guessed 12.
Whoa.
Whoa!
Is Mikey in your bedroom?
What?
Well, that's the only way he'd be able to count.
He's not.
That accurately.
What?
Oh, what?
What?
Or he could have just overheard us talking about
it. No, he's not.
I wonder what's happening. It's breaking up and getting so ridiculous.
He's not listening. And hold on.
Is it really breaking up for Adam?
Yeah, like for real.
For reals?
I thought he was.
Sarah thought. It
he was trying to keep his
sexual history private.
Exactly.
Oh, no. I'll tell you if you guys really want to know.
Sarah does.
What do you want to know?
I already asked you.
She wants to know how many were posts.
Hold on.
All right.
Are you getting the calculator out?
So that's eight?
Eight post?
Eight post.
And you say you don't have it anymore, you lying?
No, never mind. Seven post.
Oh, then yeah, you don't have it.
Right?
Lying sack totally of shit. Lost. Seven. You know what, Adam? You can't complain.
Mikey's me. Response, I told him it was 11, and his response was nice.
Why isn't he listening? Why is he tell him to call into the Skype line.
Yeah, why is he calling in?
He's probably working, because he's only answering nice. In short answers.
Crap, I forgot what I was going to say.
Comedy. We were talking about the cruise.
Comedy. Oh, the cruise. Thank you, sir, for keeping me on track.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Adam, we're going to get you some.
I can make it, guys.
We're going to get you some on this cruise, and I've decided I know what our play is going to be at the bar.
Is he allowed to get some on the cruise?
Oh, what's that?
Are you well? Okay, who cares if he's allowed to or not? He's going to get some.
Right, it's different area codes, right?
We are screenwriters.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay. Now,
like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon screenwriters, yeah, or
not that
like the guys that wrote Night at the Museum.
See, we can't be that big, all right? We can't be big.
Oh,
enough.
No, I was just thinking of type. Like, we're comedy guys, or we're, you know, not.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Guys.
Well, we dabble in mostly comedy, but we can do serious okay. if we had to. And we've touched up a lot of scripts from Hollywood, all right?
Okay.
So there's a lot of movies that we've had our fingers on, that we've molded, but we haven't had a complete writing credit because we didn't write the whole thing.
Right. Okay.
So, like any of the bigger comedy, any Steve Carell film, we had.
Oh, okay.
We can just say, you know, the line, whatever that line is, say it, and we like
that was us.
We wrote yeah. that. We punched that up. They asked, then we have thing. We'd be like, they came to us and said this scene is missing something, and they okay. couldn't figure out what it was. So we went back to our office. We figured out, and this was the line we came up with, and that home run. And you know, this guy right here, Adam's the guy who actually wrote that line.
Nice.
So, I'm going back to my stateroom. See you.
Okay.
While you do these two ladies.
Two?
I can't help you. You have to take...
I know, but
you
wow.
got to take her friend.
That's true.
I can only entertain...
We better find, like, a fake Emmy or a fake... Well, Academy Award somewhere.
They just well, no, because we didn't. We weren't the main writer, so they didn't have enough awards to give everyone. And we don't, you know what? It's nice to just know that our movies that we helped with were successful. You know, that's all. We don't need the accolades.
You're right. You're right. I'm getting greedy.
We're working on our own screenplays. You know, and right now we're kind of shopping around. Our agents shopping them as we speak.
Nice but, shopping.
But we can't really talk about them because if we give away the plots, and you know, I mean, I know you guys, you ladies aren't going to tell anybody. But if you happen to let it spill to someone you know who knows somebody, and all of a sudden they know somebody in Hollywood and they make the film that we were going to make, then we're fucked. So
right.
we can't do that.
You're right.
But we want to trust you. So we'll tell you a little bit. And scene. That's how it's going to work, Adam.
We got this.
And then you're sleeping with two women.
All right.
So be prepared for that. Do plenty of lunges beforehand.
Super prepared.
Super, oh, all right. Sarah left the room, so she did not get to hear our play just now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
She says she got the jizz of it.
The what?
I don't know. I can't
the
hear.
The gist of it,
perhaps? Oh, maybe that was it. I can't really hear her. She's in the next room. It's kind of what I thought she said, but, you know. I don't. The way she said it, though, doesn't make me believe that she's buying it.
Like, okay, good.
Like, if she was sitting at the bar, I don't think she would buy this story.
You don't think she would buy it? I'm pretty convincing with stuff.
I think you are, too.
Right?
And I think we're pretty good improvisationalists. Especially...
I know where you are.
Especially when we're prepared. I think we'll be, you know, mentally prepared in the moment. I think we can do this. Sarah, do you think so?
Yes.
Sarah thinks, would you... Sarah, if you were a single chick, a single chick on a boat, would you buy that Adam and I were screenwriters for Hollywood movies?
No.
What?
I mean, no.
Come on!
Didn't you hear the whole thing, the whole conversation we just had?
How could you not believe that?
All right, let's, Adam, right now,
yeah.
You and me, Sarah's at the bar.
All right.
And hold on, I don't have. I need some music.
Yeah.
Okay. Go up to the bar. And we like in the TV shows, like in the old How I Met Your Mother. We see the girl.
And that's right.
We go up, and now we're going to make our move.
All right, here we go.
Right, here we go.
Wait, we didn't discuss who starts.
Well, I'm the wingman, so shouldn't I start?
Yeah, you should probably start.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Right, here we go. Yeah, we got this. All right, go.
Who's going to be... Wait, we need... Can you pretend to be the bartender for a second?
Who? No, with the bartender, we just pretend.
Yeah, okay, but
we're not going to talk to the bartender other than to order drinks.
Okay, here we go. Here.
All right,
you guys are terrible. Hey, I don't buy any of this.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Here we go.
We need two Jack and Cokes over here. Thanks. Oh, man. That was some funny shit.
I can't believe we wrote that.
How's it going? Yeah. You don't know. This guy has written some of the funniest shit, and nobody even knows it.
No.
Come on,
I don't. If you guys are talking about how funny you are, I'm not buying it.
Okay.
Okay.
Start over. Okay.
Start over.
Two vodka tonics.
Maybe I should start, Dave.
Probably. Because I'm normally a supporting guy anyways. I can support a scene.
Yeah. Let me start.
Okay. Two.
I don't drink Jack and Cokes, though.
Okay. Two. I'm going to order the drink, though. Okay?
Two all right, apple you order teenies, the drinks. Please.
Okay, hold on. Shut up. Here we go. Start the music over.
All right.
Two vodka tonics right here. Thanks.
That's good.
All right.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
You enjoying the cruise so far?
I am.
Yes. Are you here alone? That wasn't in a creepy way that I asked. I was just making sure, just seeing, you know, what you were doing. Are you on vacation? That kind of thing.
Okay.
No, she lives on the boat, Adam. Come on. She lives on the boat. No, we know you're on vacation. You having a good time?
I am.
Isn't it crazy talking to people on a boat? We're on a boat. I'm terrible
right?
at this. No, yeah.
It's like you couldn't even get away from us if we know where your room is.
Oh, God.
I mean, we can follow you. We're not going
we can,
to.
Like, and we'll see you again.
Because you're going to be
here. There's only 1,000 people on here. What are the odds of us not seeing you here again?
How many bars are there on this boat anyways?
I bet we'd find you in all of them. What are you drinking?
Terrifying. Nothing. I'm out of here.
No,
does
come
this
on.
Rag smell like chloroform?
And scene.
This is
how
awful,
did we
yes.
do?
It was awful.
Adam, I've
awful.
Come to the conclusion that I don't know what I'm doing.
That was
damn
really
it.
Bad.
I don't
really
know
bad.
How I got Sarah
you
in the first
were
place.
So creepy.
All right, let's try this one more time without being
okay,
nearly as creepy.
All right, here we go.
All right, here. I got different music. Here we go.
Dave, we're on a boat. We're talking on a boat.
I was trying to break the creepiness, but he's like, so are you here on vacation? Of course she's here on vacation.
I'm that trying was to, the joke.
That was
Dave.
I was and I broke. Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay.
That was the joke.
All right. I got
see,
new
that's
music.
That's how I get people as I try to make them laugh, Dave.
Make them laugh. Make them.
When right. I say, "Are you here on vacation?" She should be like, yeah. And I'd be like, oh, that's nice. Instead, you were like, of course she is. You okay. ruined it.
Okay, all right.
I could have been sleeping with your wife.
What?
No?
Dave's mutant.
Sorry. Oh. I got different music.
Well, what music will be playing at the bar? We're at a piano bar, Dave.
We're at a piano bar? Oh, okay, I got
we're
it.
We're at a piano bar. That's where we meet these fine ladies.
I've got it.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
Right. No, I love it. Keep it.
No. Here we go. This is fine. This is the music because we're on a cruise boat, so this is fine.
All right, this is nice. Nice.
Okay.
This
is nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Nice.
Oh, Adam, should we have fake accents?
Oh God.
Should we, Sarah? Would accents work? I did a really funny British accent at my improv on Friday.
Okay, go with that. Just go with
that. Okay, we're gonna go with it.
Okay. All right.
All right, I'm gonna order the jokes. The jokes? I'm gonna order the jokes.
Are you gonna have a British accent too, Dave?
Sure.
We're going proper British, not Cockney.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Oh, excuse me, we're going to have two Guinness, please. Thank you. Right. Two Guinness. Thank you. How many pounds is that? Oh, it's American money.
You're always forgetting, Dave.
So droll.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you guys here together?
No. Because we're both very attractive. Gentlemen.
Yes. Just because we're so attractive, many people think that we are the homosexuals together. We are not.
We are not homosexuals together, nor separately.
We did go to boarding school together, but we are not.
That is correct.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that.
We are celebrating a friend of ours' wedding.
Oh, nuptials. Fantastic.
Oh, that's nice.
How about yourself?
Oh, I'm just here on vacation with some friends.
Oh, that's lovely. Whereabouts do you live? Are you from the States?
I am. I'm from Orlando.
Oh, one of the original colonies? No, it's not. Sorry.
You guys...
Oh, well, what do you do in Orlando?
I'm a secretary.
Sarah, if you're going to make shit up...
How is your shorthand?
Don't pay any attention to Nigel.
Sorry.
He's crazier. He's always asking everyone if they're secretaries.
I have been having a few snoots.
I'm sorry.
She's laughing at us. I don't know why.
You know, we're funny chaps. This is Nigel.
Hello.
And I'm Heath. How are you?
Great.
And what's your name?
My name is Bethany.
There, Bethany.
Oh, Bethany, that's a lovely name, just like your eyes. Does anyone ever tell you that your smile is very intoxicating?
Oh, no, thank you.
Nigel and I have been laughing and smiling ever since we came onto this bar and saw you.
We came onto the bar.
That's yes. Right.
We've noticed you from afar. We just wanted to... notice you closer.
Okay, that's creepy.
Sorry.
Yeah, Dave.
I've had a lot of snoots.
Man ever.
What?
Bethany, I'm terribly sorry. Nigel is quite in apropos.
Hold on. You continue to talk. I must go to my mobile and make a call.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're a secretary. Have you been doing that very long?
I have been. Yes.
Like the rest of us, do you bore of your job?
Oh, I do.
I'm back now,
that's
I'm sorry.
That's probably why coming on vacation is such a lovely experience.
I'm sorry, I'm back. I just got off the phone with the Prime Minister.
Oh, he called again? I thought you told him we were on holiday.
Mr. Cameron, I told him to stop calling, but he just needed to get some more advice from you whenever you have the opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you, Nigel. I'll be sure to put that in my iTelephone.
If you can, whenever
call him back later.
Whenever you can add it to your schedule, that's us all.
Certainly put that on my schedule.
Actually, you'll be on your schedule.
Have you guys given
Nigel, Bethany has been telling me that she is not very happy about her secretarial position.
You don't like your secretarial position?
No.
Oh, you must have hopes and dreams to be a most famous actress. Because your beauty... invigorates the room when you walk in.
Okay.
I am English, and you know, sometimes English speak in large words. I apologize.
You certainly are one of those women that, instead of watching a film, should be making the film.
Thank you.
You should be lighting up the silver screen, as they say.
Have you ever thought of pursuing a career in performance?
I have not, but it does look like it would be fun and glamorous.
Right, it's not that Nigel and I certainly know. We're more behind the scenes chaps.
Yes. We actually, are working.
No, Dave, she hasn't asked us.
Oh, sorry.
She's got to ask us. We're not going to just throw it out there.
I need to go back to my mobile. Hold on, I'm getting an instant message.
Nigel, please check your mobile telephone.
I'm getting an instant message. My game is on.
So you work behind the scenes. What exactly do you do?
Nigel and I have actually been writing screenplays for a number of years. In the recent past, where we've been mostly doing the touch-up work for more of... some of the more British films that were out there, you know.
Oh.
Touch-up meaning, you know, they send it to us and we come in and tweak some of the jokes and things like that.
Please tell her some of the British films you've worked on.
We worked on Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Oh, that's very recent.
You might think that we're
How old are you guys?
But
we started very young. We were in high school.
Fresh out of boarding school.
Some would say grade school. I think Americans call it grade school. Then they came to us. Because that movie came out very long ago.
Perhaps I didn't think it was that long ago, Nigel. Perhaps I'm...
It was quite a bit of time ago, but you know, we do a little...
Was it? I get everything so confused, but, you know. Especially after we had worked on Hot Fuzz and...
Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg is a pill, is he not?
He is, but... You know, but then we're not here to talk about ourselves.
No. We're here to talk about... Well, I'm just here to enjoy a nice pint...
Of vodka tonics that we
ordered. No, I ordered two Guinnesses. You silly.
Oh, correct. I forgot.
You ninny.
Guinnesses on the way. Bethany, perhaps would you mind if I purchased you a drink?
Purchased?
Oh, that would be lovely.
What are you drinking?
I have a strawberry daiquiri.
That's expensive, wonderful. Nigel. We are on a budget.
Adam, I think you need to lose Dave. It's your wingman.
I think so, too. Dave is ruining this. I was doing okay, right?
Listen, I don't want you to score with my wife, okay? This is not that kind of cruise.
But I was doing okay.
You were doing okay. Dave was talking a
whole lot. What?
I've never picked anyone up in a bar before in my life.
Neither have I. So this is going to work for Adam?
Yeah,
I should probably just go there and then walk away immediately.
But I should lose the British accent.
Yeah. You guys reminded me of that cartoon, The Two Mice, that we talked to.
Tom and Jerry?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I lost Pinky and the Brain?
No. Mm-hmm. We should talk like this, Brian. That would have got her. No, there were
Pinky.
Two British mice. It was a...
They talked exactly like that.
They did, like the two of us?
Yes.
I wish people were listening to this.
Who were they?
Just look up British Mice cartoon.
British Mice, no. They were a Warner Brothers cartoon, if I recall.
They were?
I believe so. They weren't in a lot.
Here, I'll look it up. You guys can keep talking.
Yes, let's keep talking. So, Adam, I think Sarah may be right.
Don't take Dave.
I think she might. So my approach was good as long as I lose the British accent.
I may be a hindrance to you in getting the lead.
I still thought Stuntman was the way to go.
You want to go back to that? We can go back to Stuntman.
No, you know, maybe I should just stick with Poet.
Ooh, but then you'll be tortured.
Yeah. And I'd have to learn some poetry.
No, you have your own poetry.
Yeah, but I can't make that shit up on the spot.
Yeah, you can.
Can I?
Let's make up some poetry right now.
Maybe I'll just tell them I'm an improv comic.
Who's going to believe that?
Yeah, nobody will believe that.
Oh, Millie's Chinese.
Millie has entered the room. Perfect
timing. Oh, good. Before she asks, Molly is no longer with me on Mondays. Oh.
No, Millie, Molly's not here tonight. You can say something in the microphone, though. Millie, say hi. Say hi to Adam. That's her skull, by the way. Millie, say hi to Adam. Millie.
Is she crying?
She ran out of the room. Oh. She is not happy with you.
Bye, Millie. How did dance class go? Can we talk about that?
Are you going to tell them the dance class?
Millie, how did dance class go? She came back to the room. Nope, she's leaving again. It went well.
Is dance class for tiny kids expensive?
Well, okay, so
from someone's Molly's age, good God.
Yeah, first of all, I don't know nothing about that. This was like a preview class. Like, let's get them in there and get them doing it, and then turn around and say, "All right, now we're going to charge you."
Right.
So they were supposed to be every half hour for 2 hours. So it started at 10:30. We got there at 10:45, and there was a group in there already. So we had to wait. And 11 o'clock comes, we're waiting. 11:15 comes, we're waiting. 11:20 comes, we're waiting. 11:30 comes, we're waiting. Millie's even going, "We've been waiting a long time." So finally, this this group of 10 kids were in there. They finally leave. They did their little recital and they left. And then we waited, and the woman's now filling out some paperwork. And then she sees Millie and she pulls her in. I'm like, okay, so the other kids that are supposed to be in this class are either in the daycare now or they're brought in, you know, like me, from the outside.
Okay.
So they come and get me like 20 minutes later. And like, okay, we're ready to do the recital, and it's just Millie and another kid.
Aww.
I was a little disappointed. Millie may not have been because she had probably got a lot of good attention. But
I'm sure.
They did two little dances, and it was nice. She took it, you know, fairly seriously. I was surprised. And it went well.
I think she's a good student. She listens.
That's she good.
Yeah, she pays attention. So, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh! People are texting me pictures of your fun day today.
What are they sending you pictures of, Sarah?
Wait, what? What's happening?
Sarah's getting dick pics
again.
Again,
she's only been texting Mikey.
Oh, no. I don't want to see that of Mikey.
I'm sure
again.
I have never seen his.
You've never seen his penis. I'm sure if you ask, he'll send it to you. I'm sure if you asked, he would send it to you so fast you'd be surprised that it was already.
Right, you'd be like, wait, did you already have that?
He has it just on file for random girls.
Right.
It's like, he's like, every time he sends hit send to text you, he actually has to delete the dick pic before it gets sent out. That's his normal response.
Should I tell him that that's what you guys are saying? I think he'd be.
No, he's a good friend.
Yeah, we don't want
to. He would not send penis pictures to you. I think you're right, Sarah. I don't think he ever would do that. Even if you, Sarah, specifically asked him to.
Should I try it right now?
Yes. No. Do it.
No,
do
just
it.
Just in case I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Just send him a text and say, Adam doesn't think you will send me a dick pic.
Ever.
Ever.
I don't think he would.
I
don't think he will either.
I don't think he would either, but if he started up his randomly drunk texting or calling, just might happen because he might think that would be funny.
And don't forget, it's already there on file, ready to go.
That's true.
He just says to hit send. I cannot find these mice anywhere.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I started getting bombarded by
Mikey's. Not dick pic sex.
Yes. Well, and I was just getting pictures of Mill.
Oh, she was adorable today.
Christy and Ricky just posted a picture of them getting married.
Oh.
Yes, well, soon. They're getting married in...
Well, it was like they had the groom hat and the bride hat on with the date of when they're going to get married on and took a picture and posted it on Facebook.
Millie was wearing that hat earlier today.
Oh. When are they getting married?
February. They're getting married like the February Valentine's Day weekend, I think.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know. It's going to be fun. I hope Cody and Umbretta can come.
And I already told them we were going to get a
hotel. Why wouldn't they?
He's not sure what his orders are going to be. He's not really sure where he's going to be. He actually may be in Pensacola, but if he has to go to school in Pensacola, because he's got to go for a few months, she may actually just go to Italy to live for a little bit while he's in school.
I wouldn't like that at all.
She should live in Pepsi-Cola, too.
Yeah.
Pepsi-Cola?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that at all. Just to,
or maybe it was like just Coca-Cola. A few weeks
no,
or something.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't want to be separated from my wife and child for any period of time.
I know. Well, with the Navy, my dad had to do it.
Yeah,
lot.
I get you have
if,
to.
If
right,
if I was on a boat,
yeah, that's true.
But if I'm, living in a house or an apartment or something, it's not like the kids in school. I don't know. I'd be sad.
Yeah, it would be sad.
I'm sad right now.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
Don't think about it, Dave.
You're stuck with me.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite songs.
It's called The Lonely Man.
Yep.
No, we're not going to talk bowling.
Bowling?
No, we're not going to talk bowling.
Because I won, bitches.
Wow, Sarah remembers. She remembers that she won. That's ridiculous. Before the show began today, I sent out a message on the Facebooks for any topic ideas, anyone we should, anything we should talk about. But I think before we do that, I did want to talk about, once again, the untimely passing of the one Mr. Robin Williams.
Yep.
Adam, I don't know about you, but I've been pretty depressed all week.
It's been super sad.
The first 3 days were the worst because it was just all over Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone posting how what their feelings were, their emotions and whatnot, what they, you know, what they thought of it, which was great and fine, and I'm glad you all got it out, but it was just so depressing.
I think it was just so depressing that he didn't just die of, like, natural causes, that he was depressed and he killed himself. It's so
right.
It's heartbreaking.
You know,
it's just heartbreaking.
That and, you know, and some of the things that have come out is that that he was very upset that he had to make Mrs. Doubtfire 2 in order to make money. Apparently, he was having some money issues.
Aww.
He was selling off his bicycle collection. I guess he had a huge bicycle collection. He's been trying to sell his house for the last few years and has not been able to sell his house. And then the whole Parkinson's disease that came out, that he had the early stages of Parkinson's. So I can imagine it's got to be hard enough to be Robin Williams.
Right.
You know, to be that manic and to be that entertaining and know that you go on these shows and know that you go to the movies, you have to be Robin Williams. You cannot be subdued. And then to know that that was going to soon be severely crippling and you couldn't do that anymore, I mean, that's depressing. Your thoughts?
I agree.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't know that all that stuff is going on.
Right.
That's kind of what I thought. Like all that, I don't know. All that stuff's come out, but we don't know. We don't really know Robin Williams. So
that's right.
Well, the only person who ever met him was Manker, and he said he was a nice guy.
Yeah. I can believe it.
I can believe it too.
I just think it's sad how he did it. It just seems so painful and suffering.
Apparently he tried to cut his wrists, couldn't do it, which I wouldn't be able to do. I mean, that takes some dedication right there. You can't, you know, unless you had a sharp enough knife, it's going to be a little bit of work. So then he hung himself with a belt. Which even then, I don't know how you can be so sure it's going to work.
You can't be. I don't know. Just seems, I don't know. Just sad.
It's very sad.
Just sad that he did a lot for other people and made a lot. He made not even, I don't know. He did a lot for other people and made such a difference in so many people's lives. And that's how he felt he had to go.
Yep.
I just hope he knew that. Again, I don't know Robin Williams, but I still feel a sadness. Like, I hope he knew that people really appreciated him.
Right.
What is your earliest Robin Williams memory?
For me?
Anybody.
Popeye.
Well,
I watched Popeye 10 bajillion times.
Yep,
when I was
I would say mine was Popeye, too.
Mine was Mork and Mindy.
I saw that every now and again, but I don't remember. I remember Popeye first.
When I was a kid, because I'm younger than you, Adam.
Right.
Not much. I'm not younger.
Not
than
much
Sarah.
Younger.
Not much younger.
Younger.
I'm younger than I'm not, and I'm older than Sarah. So, yes. But I'm older than you, Adam. You're younger than me. Anyway, fuck it. I did watch Mork and Mindy every week. I love that show. That and The Dukes of Hazzard. Just throwing that out there. No one from that show is that depressed. But I remember that, and I remember watching his HBO comedy specials. When I was far too young to be watching his HBO comedy
right.
specials. Live at the Met. I mean, I had a cassette copy of that I took with me whenever, like, when I went to Spain. When I was 13, I had that cassette with me listening to it nonstop. And Robin Williams' comedy was not the type of comedy that made me think, I can do that. Because, you know, I would never aspired to be like, I can be a comedian like Robin Williams. But it did inspire me.
Yeah, because nobody could.
No, nobody could. But it did inspire me to want to be funny. You know,
right.
I want to be funny. And then I remember catching The World According to Garp. Anyone see that movie?
Is that really trippy movie? Is that really?
It's not so funny.
Oh, it's not so funny. There are many fun. There are many funny parts in that movie. Many funny parts. Mm-hmm. John Lithgow is a transvestite.
What?
Which is very funny. But it not only does it not have a, it doesn't have a happy ending. A guy loses his whoozits.
Hmm.
Yeah, by his wife.
By Robin Williams' wife.
She was cheating on him by blowing some dude in the car.
In the driveway. And Robin Williams was coming home with his kids, and he had a little game that he played where he would turn the car off and glide into the driveway and turn the car back on and stop the car at the last second. Well, there was a car in the driveway, and he hit that car, and she bit
and
his
she
junk
bit
off.
She bit his wiener off.
Ouch.
One of the kids had an eye patch. Ugh. Depressing movie.
At least he had to lose his wiener by getting a blowjob, right?
Yes.
If there's a way to lose your wiener, that's it.
No, I don't want to lose it anyway.
Well, no, you don't want to, but if you have to, wouldn't you rather lose it while receiving fellatio?
You haven't watched the Game of Thrones.
I have.
Oh, did you see that scene?
Where a guy got his wiener chopped off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross.
That's pretty gross.
And right before that, he was getting some, so...
Yeah. That whole thing is messed up.
Lost his favorite toy. Let's say, side note for a second, Sarah's getting text message after text message over there. Is there anything that you'd like to share?
Oh, Dave's checking up on you.
No, no. Yeah.
He's making sure I don't get the
dick pic from Mikey.
You know what? If he's going to send it, that's going to happen.
I said, Adam and Dave are now practicing picking up girls on me for when we go on the cruise. And he said, ha ha. Wow, that has to be hilarious and not well executed.
Yep.
And I said, they are using British accents and they are screenwriters. And he wrote, ha ha. And I said, we have come to the conclusion that Dave is not a good wingman. And he said, his number is like 3.
It's 4.
Close. Yeah, did you tell him 4?
I didn't tell him.
Oh, you needed to tell him.
It's not the quantity. It's oh god.
And it wasn't quality either, though, right?
No, so,
was one of them Tokyo?
Tokyo.
Or Japan? What did
Shut
you
call
Shut up.
Sorry.
No, I was asking.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know how long you guys dated.
We dated 3.5 years. There was some coitus involved.
Wow. That I didn't know.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh. Maybe I did know that.
Yeah, I don't know. You never asked.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
It's a long time for her to not want to see you when she comes to visit. What did you do to her, Dave? Did you break up with her?
No, she broke up with me. She went away to college.
Oh, okay.
She went away to college, broke up with me, and started dating another guy, and they're married and have 2 kids.
Oh, she married the guy she dated after you?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, cool. You didn't turn her lesbian or anything, right?
I tried. It didn't work.
She might have during college, right?
She might have. As far as I know, she did not.
Okay.
I didn't ask her.
She played the flute, right?
Saxophone.
Or the clarinet? Saxophone.
It wasn't mice. It was gophers.
Well.
Gophers?
Very polite
Mac
gophers.
And Tosh, the goofy gophers.
That's hilarious.
I never heard of that.
Mac and Tosh gophers.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I gotta look up a picture of them now. Like MAC?
Yeah, MAC and TOSH.
Music's still going.
Well, selection. Well, thank you. I was a little concerned about your approval. Yeah. Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Well, there you
That's
go.
That's us, Dave.
That was us. We need to work on that and use those
Nathan
names.
Nigel.
No, Matt, we'll be Mac and Tosh. My name's Mac.
And I'm Tosh.
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, you are extraordinary.
Oh, no, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Special guest Sarah from last week is actually in the room right now.
She's in the room?
She's listening.
Wait,
she's
in
listening.
Your room?
She's listening live. She's listening live. She missed all the early explicit talk.
Oh, now she's bummed.
Yes. Is Mikey posing anything else?
No. Nah.
Right. Yes, we were giving out our magic numbers.
Yes.
Let me see.
So Robin Williams, once again, still dead.
Still dead. Still dead.
Still dead.
And Lauren Bacall.
And Lauren Bacall. And you know what was funny is that not as many people posted about Lauren Bacall.
Say hi to him.
That's right. My Facebook feed got filled up with Robin Williams stuff, and it kind of let go all of the stuff about that boy getting shot in St. Louis.
Well, that's good.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Millie. How are you? Good.
Now, she got real shy. Now, the Lauren Bacall got swallowed up by all the Robin Williams news, but I was telling someone at work, I said, if she had died of a drug overdose at, like, Johnny Depp's house, then people would have been talking about her.
Yeah, that's true.
But she just died of old age.
I honestly couldn't tell you what stuff Lauren Bacall was in.
Oh, she did something with Bogart?
Yeah, but it was really old
pictures
stuff,
of
right?
It. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Simply wonderful selection. Well, thank you. I was a little concerned about your approval. Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, that was you guys.
We were Mac and
I trust your taste implicitly.
Nigel and Heath?
Yes.
Alright.
And Bethany, the secretary.
Bethany,
I can't wait for Nick to listen to this show.
What? I don't think Nick has listened to a single show since we...
You're right, but if he did listen to it, it'd be funny because he would... he could play along with it.
Well,
except, Dave, you've already ruined it.
How did I ruin it?
Because, one, you're acting.
Ugh.
Two, we can't play that, like, at the wedding because they're all going to know that you're Millie's dad.
Not women at the bar.
Right, but what if the bar, what if it's just, this is at the bar at the wedding?
Oh, no. Well, I can't play that card then.
Right, so we got to play something else.
I can't even be there. I can't be a wingman if we're at the bar at the wedding.
Right.
Everyone's going to know that I'm with Millie. She'll be in my arms more than likely.
She'll be dancing.
That'll be awkward if I have her in my arms and we're trying to pick up chicks. Yeah. Though she is a good magnet.
Be careful, don't lose him, okay?
That's true. And then Molly's there too, though, so I'm out.
Women seem to like Millie's hair. Everywhere I go,
her
hair is gorgeous. I hear that all the time. And I don't know what I'm saying. Thank you? Oh, your daughter's gorgeous. Thank you?
Next time, Dave, say to someone it's a wig.
It's a weave.
It's a wig.
Sarah in the chat room says hi.
Hi, Sarah in the chat room.
In the chat room.
Right, in the chat room.
In the chat room.
Isn't that an Elvis song?
It's in the ghetto.
Oh.
All right, well, before we do any of these topics, which I don't even know if we're going to get to, because now we've actually talked for so long.
Yeah, it's like 8:40 or 8:07.
From a deep, dark cave with a giant penny in it, here is Ryan's Geek News. This is what Ryan has sent me as an email.
Okay.
Hey, guys. There isn't much news on the geek front at the moment. He says,
Guardian of the Galaxy is still doing very well.
He says, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is number one. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Again?
Yeah, I guess so. Guardians of the Galaxy is still kicking butts. And that's it. So he proposed a topic instead. And I don't know, Adam, if you'll even be able to, or Sarah for that matter, will be able to participate. Favorite supporting role in Marvel Universe films like Lady Sif or Happy Hogan?
I have no idea what those words mean.
Me neither.
That's all I have so far. If I find anything else, I'll shoot you another email. With that said, go ninja, go, Rhino.
I think that my favorite is that dog that wears the space suit.
What?
Who's that?
what dog that wears a spacesuit?
From the Marvel comics.
Astro dog or super dog or Astro.
You got to give me a little bit more than that, Adam.
It's a dog that wears a spacesuit.
In what cartoon is this?
What do you mean, what cartoon?
What's the name? What's the title of his comic book?
I don't know, Dave. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
He fought Rocket Raccoon. Like, they don't get along very well.
I just looked
whoever
up,
this dog is.
I just looked up on the internet dog that wears a spacesuit and got many strange pictures.
Well, don't look up dog that wears a spacesuit. Look up Marvel.
I've got dogs in spacesuits. That's really
space
strange.
Dog.
Space dog.
Cosmo.
Cosmo? Not Cosmo, yep. He's a Soviet dog.
That's him.
Well, there you go. Thanks for giving away more of the movie I haven't seen yet.
Oh, can you believe Chris Pratt dies?
Oh, shut it. Shut your cake hole.
Chris Pratt. All right.
No, he does not die. He's going to be in the sequel. What's wrong with you people?
Thanks, Millie.
it's Mike's birthday today, Creepy Mike. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Mike.
Happy birthday to you.
Even Millie sang it quiet.
I just sent him a message that said happy birthday.
Oh, good. Good. And we sang to him.
We did sing.
Yeah. We did sang.
We sang.
We're good singers.
We're sang. Wanna
like
sing?
Sing about the moon and
about
the June.
About the moon and the June and the spring.
I like to sing. About the...
Ouch. Skies are blue and tea for two. I feel accomplished that I found those gophers, even though I said they were mice.
Yes, you should feel accomplished.
It's all right. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed as well, because I, too, thought they were mice. Wait. But they were gophers.
I love to sing about a sky of blue or a tea for two.
Or leave a kiss within the cup.
Anything with a hook. And I love you.
And.
Anyways, there was I like to sing.
Nice.
Before we round off this show, we need to hit a topic. I guess we can do two things. I don't have the mailbag theme song, but I do have lots of mail.
Wow.
In the mailbag. Do you want
to
hear some of the mail that we've received in the past couple weeks?
Yes.
Someone named John P1 sent me an email saying this email has won 750 million lira.
Awesome.
All right.
I just need to send them.
Is that like $2.38?
Maybe. Remember. This person here, named Alan Wench, says, I have a transaction for you. Write me at this email address. I don't know why they're sending me a different email just to write them back at. But they did. Let's see. And, that's an actual email. What makes auditions stand out? I should read that.
You should.
I should. And Tim Power sent me an email.
What?
Oh, for a real one.
Well, yeah. It says, Dave, what kind of mics do you use? Do you have in the studio? The fidelity you get on you and your others in the Florida studio is surprisingly good. I know you say you have just Target microphones. They're just Target microphones. Except for the one that I'm talking on, which is...
Radio Shack.
It's a freeform... DM-333. That is the only actual good microphone in the building. It says here, what do you use? And then this microphone here is a Samson.
Right. And Delilah?
Delilah. Here
you
go. Whoops.
Oh,
hold on.
Whoa, it's a broken microphone now.
It is a Samson M1. Samsung
Ooh.
M1 at Target for $9.95. I have 1, 2, 3 of those. What do you have for a mixer and for a digital importer? I have an Alesis mixer. And as for a digital importer, I just plug it all into my computer, and I use what do I use?
Audacity.
He's got a bunch of stuff I cobbled together from various eBay auctions and scrounging secondhand gear stores in Hollywood, and it still sounds like shit. What do you use? Love to Sarah Millie and you and Adam, but nobody else.
Yay!
But nobody else.
Tim, that's because he never knows who's going to be on the show.
That's true. So if somebody else on the show he didn't know, he says, right. I don't want to care about you. So there, I'll send
him. That's not what he's saying.
I will send him an email back, but this is what I use, and I will try to explain it as best as I can. We have these topics to choose from, and Adam, I think this one will probably be the best for you, because it's favorite moments from The Office. So he wants to know what our favorite moments from The Office are. Mind you, I don't remember many, but I know, Adam, you just finished watching The Office.
I have one. Can I say mine before somebody else takes it?
Yes.
When Jim dresses up like Dwight and like repeats everything that Dwight says, and then at one point says, Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. And then Dwight runs into Michael's office going, Michael, and Jim's saying, Michael, right behind him. That's my favorite. Oh, sorry. Did I say it before the music? I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, that's fine. I just found the music. That's a good scene.
I really liked
I have another
Andy
one.
Bernard when he was in Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
And his phone was ringing. And Sweeney Todd was like, oh, a small bird is singing. I wish that bird would fly away. And then, it rang again, and he's like, again, a bird. And Andy's like, oh, it was thine own bird in my pocket. I will check the bird, for it has not flown away. And I also like Threat Level Midnight.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a classic. I like the episode where Jim is describing all of the pranks that he played on Dwight.
Yes.
Especially the prank of the nickels in the telephone, when he just kept putting more and more nickels to make the phone heavier, and then took all of them out so he would knock himself in the head. And then he goes, well, it doesn't sound as funny when you put them all in a row like that.
I liked whenever Michael kissed Oscar to prove that he did not have a problem with homosexuals.
The scene when they stole Andy's phone and threw it into the rafters and then kept calling it.
Oh, God.
And then he got angry and punched the wall.
Yes. Or the scene, or the time when Michael Scott went on a cruise. No, I went to the sandals. And then accidentally forwarded the picture of him and Jan when she's topless on the beach, and he tried to get it back from everybody, and the warehouse guys printed up so many they made a giant mural on the wall in the warehouse.
I liked Pam and Jim's wedding. Aww. There's just the whole episode and how Kevin left his shoes off to get polished. And they threw him in the incinerator because they smelled so bad. So he had to wear Kleenex boxes on his feet the rest of the show. And then the dance.
At the wedding, yeah.
Yes, they did that dance going down the aisle, and Kevin falls into the candles. Dwight kicks that girl in the face.
I got lucky in that episode.
Did you guys see the whole episode? Or the whole season? Series, rather?
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked the end when Jim showed her that whole video that he made of all the lovey moments.
I know, that was really sweet. That was sweet.
Some of that stuff is... I'm such a sap for that kind of romantic shit.
That's why we like you, Adam.
And so I was always like, oh, look at that. I mean, it was so sweet.
Another favorite part of mine was when they first go to the beet farm and Moe's comes running up to the car and just starts running. Or going back to the Beet Farm when he took Ryan to like business school.
Oh.
And made him dig beets. And... good times.
I really liked Aaron and Andy until Andy got all weird.
Yeah.
And they sent him away for 3 months. That was weird.
My favorite part of that was when Andy was on the boat and he dropped the computer in the ocean.
And Aaron's going, "Bye, Andy."
Oh, Andy.
I like when Michael went to improv classes. When
Yes.
H. Marcus Garvey.
His audition for Sweeney Todd was an entire episode of CSI.
And he just kept shooting everybody or saying that he had a gun.
Oh, The Office.
Good times.
Good times. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I think it was the episode when they all got locked in. The parking lot was locked, and they couldn't leave. And what's his name? Shit, the human resources guy.
Toby?
I don't remember what he said, but he bursts off the door, runs out, and jumps out the fence and runs down the street. He said something to Pam, I think.
My favorite line. Let me think if I can remember it right. Whenever Michael hated Toby so much, and he said something like, Toby, something like, this place is a family. Okay, I can't remember what he says, but then he said something like, but he's not part of our family, and now he's divorced, so he's not even part of his own family.
Oh, that's right. He was so mean to him.
Oh, so funny. He's so mean
to
him.
Hold on here. Let's see if I can get this.
Of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone, my friend.
And if I had a gun with two bullets and I was in a room with Hitler, Bin Laden, and Toby, I would shoot Toby twice.
Toby is in HR, which technically means he works for corporate, so he's really not a part of our family. Also, he's divorced, so he's really not a part of his family.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Not without cause, Michael.
I have cause. It is because I hate him.
You have to get along with Toby.
No.
Yep.
I don't.
Goodbye, Michael.
Hey, Toby, you suck!
Is this an employee of ours?
Go.
See ya.
Oh, it's head blows
up. Far and away the most expensive shot of the movie, but it was integral to the story.
Michael.
Hey, Toby. Hey, you know what? I have an idea. Why don't you leave right now? Why don't you walk away from the room, okay? Fine.
Every day, millions of Americans suffer from extreme repulsiveness. Someone in our midst is bringing that problem to light. Toby Flenderson, please come up here and accept the Extreme Repulsiveness Award.
Oh, that's so mean.
No,
it's fine.
It's his last days. You gotta play along, man.
Here he comes! All right! You deserved it.
Hey, we're not all going to sit in circle Indian style, are we?
Get out. No, this is not a joke. Okay? It was offensive and lame, so double offensive. This is an environment of welcoming, and you should just get the hell out of here.
That's another one of my favorite lines. Right.
Okay, let's go.
I should probably stop this because there's another 2.5
minutes. A welcoming
minutes.
Environment, so get the hell out of here.
There's another 2.5 minutes of that. This was, you want to find it. This is The Office, Michael versus Toby. Though it's not really a versus, it's just Michael against Toby. So I guess we like The Office.
I did.
It's Very.
It was
fun.
One of those like Scrubs. I loved those shows.
I know.
Here are the other topics, and maybe we can just choose one before we finish. TV reunion shows, swimming in lakes, driver's ed stories, Frozen, and black and white TV. Adam, I'll let you decide.
I surprisingly don't have a lot to say about any of those things.
You don't have any driver's ed stories?
I never took driver's ed.
What?
Yeah.
How did you get a driver's license?
I studied and learned how to drive and then took the test.
Preposterous.
No, that's for reals what happened.
So you'd have a certain amount of hours of driving classes before you could take the test.
Not in Missouri.
Not in Illinois.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Who first taught you how to drive?
The first time
you got behind the wheel. I'm not saying driver's ed or trying to prepare to driver's ed.
The first time I ever got behind a wheel was in my high school friend Tony's car.
How old were you?
15 and a half, maybe.
I may have been
15.
I think I was 14 or 15. My sister had me drive home, or not drive home, having drive a few blocks down the street in her car. And as you all know, I'm a real goody two shoes,
right?
And terrified because this is a side street in Chicago, so there are cars all on the right and cars all on the left. Any wrong move, and I thought I was going to take all these cars out. But that's my first time driving, Sarah.
Did you?
I did not take any cars out.
Okay.
I was so glad to get out of that car. It was a big boat of a car too. Sarah, do you have a driver? First time driving?
I don't. My dad taught me to drive, but I don't think I have anything.
You never drove underage in Oklahoma? Down a long dirt stretch?
We may have. I honestly don't remember. I'm sure we did on the farm, but
now I can't guarantee her number is correct.
Terrible memory. Terrible.
Aren't we supposed to, Adam, isn't the old saying, are you supposed to double whatever number the girl gives you?
I thought it was the rules of threes. For guys, you divided. For girls, you multiply.
So was it 5 times? So 15?
Oh, jeez. That is not my number.
Explains a lot.
What do you mean that explains a lot?
No, it doesn't explain anything. Now it doesn't explain anything. Now I'm confused.
I don't get it.
Because you had to do math.
I did have to do math. I was surprised I got 15 out right away.
That was a long time ago. That was like 20 years ago that I... Trying to make me remember driving on the farm. I'm sure I did. I'm sure I drove the truck out on the farm. I drove a combine. Does that count?
Yes!
My granddad
Yeah, that's pretty
let
awesome.
Me.
I've never driven a combine.
My granddad let me.
How old are you?
I don't know. Probably like 6. Oh,
Jesus,
five,
you
six?
Could have murdered people.
We could. Well, it goes very slow and it doesn't turn very easily.
You could have slowly murdered people.
Yeah.
And then you see Austin Powers? The guy trying to stop stop! He gets run over?
No? It was very hot in the combine. No air conditioning in a combine, guys. Ew. In Oklahoma. Ugh. In the summer. Yep. But you're kids. You don't care. You're like thinking it's
That's
awesome
true.
That you're in a big, huge
I'm driving
thing.
A combine! Aha! I don't know what that was. Adam? Do you want to hit another topic, or you wrap this sucker up in a nice bow?
Let's wrap it up
in a nice bow.
Satin be good enough for you?
Yeah, that's good.
This is the music we're ending on. Because it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles meets metal. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, me neither.
It was too much Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This. Benny Hill. So we are another waste of a podcast. If you listen this long, you know that. And if you listen this long, you must have had one or two belly laughs.
At least.
If you listen to the whole show. If you've not listened to the whole show, you should be able to go back in the next day or two onto the iTunes and download show number 142. Another Waste of Podcast. Or you can go to our WordPress page, awoapodcast.wordpress.com, And you can go and find all 142 of our shows. iTunes only has the last 100, so you can download those to your iPod or iPhone if you have one of those. We're also available on Stitcher and many other podcasting websites. Please tell your friends, tell your families, tell your neighbors. Lock up your wives, lock up your daughters. Another waste of a podcast.
That's right.
Adam. Oh, and on our email address. Did I give our email address? awapodcast@gmail.com. Please, someone send us a real email so we can really read it.
It would be amazing.
It would be amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs. Which apparently is now in the Webster's Online Dictionary.
Ah, that's a shame.
Ain't it just... So, Adam...
Obama.
Adam, what do you got coming up in the upcoming weeks?
Nothing right now. Big things in the works.
Big things in the work. Excellent. Sarah, anything to promote?
SarahPrettyFun.etsy.com, and I will be in the St. Louis area end of September.
Strange folk! And maybe Sarah will have some stickers to give away. Who knows? Does Mikey have anything else to say?
No.
Did he send you that picture?
No, I didn't ask him to.
No, I'm saying he may have just done it on his own at this point. You've been talking to him for an awful long time. I've got nothing to promote, as far as I know, except for this show, which I always say I'm going to promote more of, and I never do. But now, because this show was so awesome.
That's right. It was a good one.
It was a good one, guys. Well
Yay!
Played.
It was fun.
Virtual Yay! High five.
Woo! Slap.
Slap. On that note, on behalf of the ever-crafty Sarah, my sidekick, my partner in crime, Adam, the precocious Miliana, Rhino on assignment, the redheaded bombshell, Erin, is going to be back next week. She's got some stories to share. And with that, let's all do this again sometime. See you.
See you.